SRN News, I'm John Scott. As additional U.S. military equipment and personnel arrive in the Middle East, Iran is not backing away from its threat to attack Israel.
It's really hard to try and predict what the Iranians will do in any situation. They have had a tendency in the past to act in what is sometimes called an asymmetric way, so not a direct attack into Israel, but perhaps attacking some of its interests overseas, or, for example, U.S. assets or U.S. personnel in the Middle East, something that the U.S. also desperately wants to try to avoid.
The BBC's Tom Bateman. Also at SRNNews.com, GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump has lost his latest bid for a new judge in his New York criminal case. Correspondent Julie Walker has more on the story.
Judge Juan Merchan, in a decision posted Wednesday, declining to step down. This comes as the case heads toward a ruling and potential sentencing next month. The request was the third from lawyers for the Republican presidential nominee, arguing Merchan has a conflict of interest because his daughter works as a political consultant for prominent Democrats and campaigns, including Vice President Kamala Harris's 2020 presidential run. Last year, a state court ethics panel said Merchan could continue on the case. Julie Walker, New York.
Former President Trump will have an opportunity to recalibrate his presidential comeback bid with a rally and speech in North Carolina that his campaign is billing as a significant economic address, the event this afternoon in Asheville. Ernesto, strengthening into a hurricane, not expected to make landfall in the U.S., but will create dangerous beach conditions on the eastern seaboard. The Dow ahead 251 points, the NASDAQ losing 41. This is SRN News. A chaplain takes on the city of Austin, Texas.
Dr. Andrew Fox led the chaplaincy program for the local fire department for nearly a decade. But after he posted an opinion on his personal blog stating that men should not be allowed to compete against women in sports, the city fired him. He's suing with help from Alliance Defending Freedom, and his case has progressed to federal court. ADF spokesman Rachel Rollo says, quote, everyone should be able to speak freely without fear of punishment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge says Maine is not violating the constitutional rights of religious schools by requiring them to abide by a state anti-discrimination law to receive taxpayer-funded tuition assistance. But the judge also acknowledged that a higher court will have the final say. The lawsuit, one of two in Maine, focusing on the collision between federal and state law. The plaintiffs expected to appeal the latest decision. This is SRN News. An ex-police chief who led a raid on a newspaper has been charged.
Former Marion Police Chief Gideon Cody is accused of knowingly or intentionally influencing a potential witness for an investigation to withhold information from authorities. Cody led a raid last year at the Marion County Record and the home of its publisher. He justified the raid by saying he had evidence the newspaper had committed identity theft or other computer crimes in verifying the authenticity of a copy of a business owner state driving record provided to the newspaper by an acquaintance. The record showed that she had potentially driven without a valid license for years. The prosecutor's report concluded no crime was committed. I'm Mike Hempen.
A wildfire just west of Reno, Nevada earlier this week causing hundreds of evacuations and shut down Interstate 80. Those people have been allowed to return home now. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.